that nobody's ever seen anything like it. And then you have deranged Jack Smith, who's a Trump hater and represents all the Trump haters. And he's going wild. He's just a wild man. He's been overturned unanimously by the Supreme Court. Went after other people over the years. He's had great failure. But he's mean, he's nasty, he's unfair. And the judges on these cases, they're all Trump haters. Other than we have maybe one or two that I think can be fair. But you look at New York, what's happened. I mean, these people have tremendous hatred. You can't do this to a president. And again, I'm not talking about me, I'm talking about in the future. A president has to be free. A president has to be, if the president does a good job, I did. Some people would say a great job.
Okay, the White House has not had any coordination with the DOJ on the prosecutions regarding Donald Trump. This is totally separate. It's a special counsel. The special counsel decided to bring charges. In terms of the Fonnie Willis stuff, I believe that Nathan Wade testified he was making more money before he started to work for Fonnie Willis down there.
In case now where the former president is saying that he is immune. And you can't look at this decision without knowing what they're doing in that case. They have given him not one win and we're going to split the baby and give him a loss. The stay that is in effect now, which they are slow walking and they're not, we're not even hearing the argument for 2 months on a case that is ready to be argued. I mean, everyone knows this. There is a stay that is delaying the case that was going to start today. So these are two wins that are being given by this court. There's no way that the three justices essentially the kind of dissent today, the three liberal justices, think that that timing is appropriate. There's no reason to have delayed it. So you really end up with the Supreme Court, even if you want to think there's some merit to this case, it's hard to disaggregate it and not see the court in its two cases saying, what can we do to help Donald Trump? We are going to make sure that this will only be decided not in a court of law, but in the court of spin and disinformation where Donald Trump lives, and that there will actually not be sort of legal accountability because the court is removing that either in this decision or in its immunity decision, because they basically are saying we're not hearing that and we're sitting on that. So the chances of that going to court could be zero.
When I've spoken to allies of the White House, they've said that let Donald Trump talk and voters will be reminded of the chaos. By the way, he's taking questions. We'll go if there's an interesting one. And voters will be reminded of the chaos. That's enough to put him front and center and allow us to win again, just like in 2020. Is that the strategy for this White House, for President Biden's White House regarding Donald Trump?
Well, I think that they think that Donald Trump is their best ally, in effect, in this race, right? That the more people hear what Trump says, the more they will be reminded of why they voted against him in 2020. Biden's problem right now is not that he is necessarily losing a lot of voters to Trump. His problem is that he's just losing voters who were for him in 2020 but are kind of disappointed right now, either because of inflation or the border or his age or what have you. Some of them have gone to Trump, but for the most part, they're just not voting or thinking about third-party candidates. And his path to victory is to win back that coalition that he had in 2020. And the way to win them back is to remind them why they voted against former President Trump. And every time Trump gets out there and says some of these things that are particularly, you know, radical or unfounded or, you know, wild sounding, the Biden people believe it helps them.
Are they confident those voters will come back to them in the, you know, last few weeks, maybe last couple months of this campaign, Peter?
That's the argument, right, is that most Americans aren't really paying attention to this right now, and that therefore, you know, they haven't really been forced to make that choice, to make that decision and realize that, yeah, whatever they're upset about Biden, in the end, not voting for him or voting against him or voting for a third-party candidate means that Trump comes back. And they feel, the Biden people feel that come the fall, when the votes actually come in, when people have to actually make the decision, who are not paying attention now, they will remember what it was they didn't like about the 4 years of Trump. Remember, he was the most unpopular president before we got to this one, and we'll go back to Biden, however reluctantly.
To their credit, they just slammed the door on that. Steve,
was the 14th Amendment that was the reason, because it came after the Civil War, that quote unquote you're rebalancing, is that the reason, or one of the main reasons, they felt they couldn't bring to trial for treason, rebellion, or insurrection, Jefferson Davis or the other high command of the Confederate government?
Well, I think there were some, you know, particular developments in connection with him, and you know, there's a lot of history behind that. But I think the way for your the War Room Posse to understand it is this: the federal government is supreme, right? That was the starting position in the Supremacy Clause. But after the 14th Amendment, its powers over the states to prevent violations of equal protection and due process, and several other things, especially along with the other Reconstruction Amendments, the 13th and the 15th, you know, gave more power to the federal government. So to have Colorado, one state, you know, potentially create a patchwork of who can be on the federal presidential ballot, the Supreme Court said, no, that's totally contrary to the 14th Amendment. The 14th Amendment is about federal power over state power. It's not about state power over
Jeff,
federal
just
power.
Hang on 1 second. Back in a moment.
I keep thinking about the historical parallels.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about the Civil War amendments. I'm thinking about radical Reconstruction between 1863 and 1877, right? And I'm thinking about the context of the 14th Amendment in response to Andrew Johnson's refusal to hold the South accountable.
Right.
We have literally traitors who are running for office, who are taking hold of the reins of power in the South after leaving over 600,000 people on the battlefield dead. And people are like, no, we have to hold these folk accountable. And so the Civil War amendments emerge in a context. The third, Section 3 emerges in the context to hold folk accountable. And here we have in this context, right, a hesitance, that's a reticence, a refusal to hold this man accountable and those folk who engaged in insurrection. It's a historical echo that has all, that screams with irony for me at least.
This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Houston's not got a free shot. All these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Monday, 4 March, year of our Lord, 2024, historic 159th anniversary of President Lincoln's second inaugural address, the most important and powerful speech in American political history. Today, like I said, we're going to curate all of the gnashing of teeth, the whining, but it's gone next level, and it's gone to a dangerous place, which we'll get to a little later in the show. But first, I want to bring in Boris Epstein. Boris, you're one of the architects down there for the president of this, all the different strategies. I know you guys are juggling a thousand balls. The president was very forceful, and we started the cold open with him just coming right at it. He's very forceful today in the press availability at Mar-a-Lago at noon that we covered with our own Jane Zirkle and the Real America's Voice team. Your thoughts and observations as the meltdown continues.
Steve, honor be with you, honor be with the posse. President with a powerhouse statement today on exactly what this fair and direct ruling by the Supreme Court means. It means that these election interference efforts by the deranged Democrats, by crooked Joe Biden, by crew, and all these radical left groups are failing. And why are they failing? Because they are not lawful. They're not legal. And this was this beautiful baby of the left, of the Democrats. They all started, you know, they were all in the echo chamber. Oh, maybe this could work. We can't beat the president any other way. Let's maybe get him off the ballot. Wrong. No. And the Supreme Court coming in powerfully and, again, fairly stating today that this canard that the Democrats tried to perpetrate was not going to work. It failed. And again, in the spirit of unity, as the president so strongly said, this was a 9-0 decision, 9-0, and a total and absolute failure for the far left.
You saw a professor, Eddie Gloud, there from Princeton at the end But you also, through the day, you had Weissman. Of course, we had Professor Neal, your professor at Georgetown Law. They're basically making the case that the Supreme Court is like the Supreme Court both before and after the Civil War, that the fix is in. I mean, actually, Professor Gloud is saying the South shall rise again. He's equating the Trump movement and Trump to the Confederacy, and that the fix is in with the Supreme Court. Could you give any rational response to that? I mean, this is the type of emotionality you're seeing right now.
Can't rationalize crazy people. You know, they're in complete hysteria, and they're in hysteria because, again, they know that the American people are all in with President Trump. You saw the polling over the weekend from the New York Times, the New York Times Siena poll, CBS, Fox poll. All these polls are usually not exactly Trump-friendly, let's say it that way, but all of them are stating very clearly that President Trump is dominating the race, crushing crooked Joe Biden, and with constituencies that the Democrats have had a lot of strength over the years, including Hispanic Americans, African Americans, so on and so forth, folks with college degrees, women. President Trump is absolutely crushing it. Why? Because they see the contrast between this pathetic failure in the White House and President Donald J. Trump. And, you know, these academics, they can whine and they can scream all they want. But no, they were not able to bastardize the Constitution. They were not able to bastardize our system of justice on this Colorado case, and they will not be able to do it going forward, and they can cry all they want.
There's two moments this week of political, I wouldn't call it messaging, but really statements, power statements. One is going to be tomorrow night, the actions of President Trump in winning the 19 states on Super Tuesday, and then Joe Biden's going to have a rebuttal on Thursday. Can you compare and contrast both of those, sir?
All you have to do is go back to last week on Thursday, compare and contrast President Trump at the border, in Eagle Pass, right there in the war zone, seeing it firsthand, experiencing it firsthand, living it, and that Joe Biden just plodding around, not knowing where he is on some stage, asking where his mark is. That's the compare and contrast. Joe Biden has destroyed our country, has destroyed our border, has destroyed our economy. President Trump, he rebuilt it once, and he will rebuild it again. And you will see that comparison, you will see that contrast again this week. President Trump enjoying the backing of a unprecedented, historic group of people of America of all walks of life, all backgrounds, all ethnicities, all across the spectrum. And Joe Biden, a decrepit, illegitimate, powerless, pathetic excuse of a leader, giving a terrible State of the Union, because our State of the Union is bad right now, and that's why Americans cannot wait to bring back President Donald J. Trump.
Boris, tomorrow night, after the last votes come in, and he'll be close, either blows through or come close to the delegate count, will President Trump finally be able to pivot away from Nikki and the RNC and the phony debates, the phony primary, all, you know, $400 million blown, a year and a half wasted? Will he finally be able to pivot to a general election and a maniacal sole focus on Joe Biden and his illegitimate regime?
Steve, he's been hitting Joe Biden continuously. Again, the trip on Thursday, the speeches over the weekend in North Carolina and in Virginia. President Trump has been making the case, let's be honest, ever since crooked Joe Biden walked into the office. The case has been made by President Trump has to be our president again, has to make America great again, which is not a slogan. It is a mission statement. And it's exactly what President Trump is going to do, and expect to hear all the specifics. All the president's done multiple interviews today on the taxes, on national security, on the economy, on becoming energy dominant, not just independent, but dominant again. You will absolutely hear all those messages loud and clear going forward, and it'll be rung from the rooftops that President Trump has to be back in office on January 20, 2025.
Boris, how do people follow you on social media?
Steve, honored to be with you and the posse. Sign up right now on the website, hot at BorisCP.com, hot on the website at BorisCP.com, hot on Getter at BorisCP, Twitter at BorisCP, hot on True Social at Boris, and the hottest on the gram, Boris_Epstein. Stay strong, God bless, and all offense.
Boris, thank you very much. Know you're busy. Thanks for jumping and sharing all this with the posse. Really appreciate it. Also appreciate Right Side Broadcasting and Real America's Voice, the great coverage down in Mar-a-Lago today. Birchgold.com, gold closed, I think, at an all-time high, $2,114. Is that correct? We don't give you specific financial advice. We'll come back after the break, talk a little bit about gold and precious metals next.
As we head toward a presidential election in November, one thing you can be sure of, 2024 will be a tumultuous year like no other. How will your hard-earned savings fare during this year? You're already seeing the impacts of inflation at the pump, the grocery store. The dollar continues to lose buying power quicker than your wages can increase. How are you protecting your savings? Consider diversifying with gold from Birch Gold Group. For decades, gold has been the choice of investors and central banks to hedge against inflation. Now you can own it in a tax-sheltered IRA with the help of Birch Gold. Just text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 98989, and Birch Gold will send you a free info kit on gold. They'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into an IRA in gold. And the best part, you don't have to pay a penny out of pocket. With an A-plus rating, with the Better Business Bureau, thousands of satisfied customers, you can trust Birch Gold. Text Bannon to 989890 to claim your free info kit. That's Bannon to 989898. And secure your savings now. Take action. Text Bannon at 989898. Action, action, action.
Consider two things: that on the main issue, there was unanimity of opinion, as we've said, but then they diverged. And Amy Coney Barrett sides with the liberal justices. Should we read anything into that? Could it be a signal we should take into account as we think about how the court might rule on other Trump-related cases?
No, I don't think so. I think she's a more cautious jurist than some of the others and is more likely to take a narrow view, at least so far, in cases that come before them. I mean, I think what it may show a little bit is that they're not working together as well as they could be. That is, you could easily have imagined they could have ironed out some of these issues, maybe taking another week or two and gotten to a single unanimous opinion rather than this fractured opinion where Justice Barrett then sort of says about the liberal justices, oh, why are you making such strident commentary? Shouldn't we be turning the temperature down here? So they have some issues to sort of work out, especially as they get to the criminal cases that are going to be harder.
Well, that's my question. I mean, so why, I don't want to say fast track, but do this relatively quickly, right? And to the point where Donald Trump said, yes, they did this quickly, where they seem to be, in some people's minds, slow walking the immunity case.
Well, I don't know. Without knowing exactly what they're talking about behind the marble columns, it's hard to know how that plays out. I mean, they clearly thought they had to decide this case before Super Tuesday, even though I don't know that that was really true. If they had decided it next week, it wouldn't have made that much of a difference. On the slow walking, I suspect actually that one school of thought was that some of the justices wanted to put off the case on his criminal immunity until October. Because they would have said, well, that's when the normal course of things would go. And the compromise was to have it be heard in April. So actually, that's probably as fast as it could go, given how they may have thought about it. But who knows?
More to come.
Also in the conversation, and I got to pull that. I must have had the wrong code. That's very interesting right there, talking about pushing off to October. This is the total meltdown where they don't think they've got anything to fall back on lawfare. There is a discussion, and been an active discussion today, along the lines of what we talked about with Raheem this morning, what he had dug up last week. There is a difference, and this is what they're arguing. The justices have come to the conclusion he can be on a ballot. But there's a lot of discussion now about January 6th of next year with a new House of Representatives. And will the House, and they've said they're not going to certify. They believe when they controlled the House, they did the J6 report, which is obviously a joke. They think it's a holy writ. This is what they used in the Denver situation. All she did was refer to it. That shows he's an insurrectionist, which is far from it. Of course, it also was not a legitimate committee of the House. Not it was not structured. That had no ranking member and it had no minority counsel because Nancy Pelosi deemed. That the representatives that McCarthy at the time wanted to put on there, she deemed that they were essentially insurrectionist. So, you know, Jamie Raskin, these guys can make a bigger point of this. This is why the House races are going to be so incredibly important because they're plotting and planning. If they can't take Trump off the ballot, let me back up just a second. The polling, and these people are quite smart about mathematics and numbers. The polling in the last 72 hours from major polling institutions associated with the paragons of liberal media, Bloomberg, The Times, The New York Times, CBS News. I mean, that's CBS News and New York Times is the old center of how the country was run, have categorically come out and said, if you look at the math, and if you particularly what we call the crosstabs, is all the analytics by group, by age, by demographics, all of it, asking different questions that really are the basis and foundation for the top line numbers you see, and they are brutal. To wit, I don't know if we have that clip, but they actually showed they put a chart up on MSNBC today, this afternoon, that talked about what I had mentioned this morning. According to the Siena poll, the New York Times, that 97% of Trump's voters will vote for him. 97% of Trump's voters will vote for him. Only 83% of Biden voters in 2020 will vote for him. Of course, that's probably closer to what the real number was. We'll vote for him. But the 10% of Biden voters. Now, according to their math, that was 81 million was the total number. 10% is 8 million voters. 8 million voters that voted for Biden will vote for Trump. That, of all the other crosstab numbers that are shocking, and there are many that are shocking, whether it's about women, whether it's about Hispanics, whether it's about blacks, whether it's about young people, whether it's about what people think of the economy or immigration, you pick it. Pick category, topic, anything. This is the one most, in fact, do we have it? Can we go ahead and play it?
The Biden campaign, a New York Times poll shows the president is losing some of his 2020 backers to former President Trump. While Trump is winning 97% of those who say they voted for him in 2020, Biden is down to 83%, with 10% of voters who jumped ship saying they now back Trump. But in a new interview, President Biden remains defiantly confident of his reelection. He told The New Yorker, quote, I'm running again because I think two things. Number one, I'm really proud of my record and I want to keep it going. I'm optimistic about the future. And secondly, I look out there and I say, okay, we're just, most of what I've done is just kicking in now.
No, the invasion is kicking in. It's only already 10 million here. Even the Daily Mail had an article that confirmed they're at 8 million. We think it's 12 to 14, but we're settling on 10. No, your work has had plenty of impact. That's why people hate you and people are voting against you. 8 million, they never put in raw numbers. If you believe their number, it's 8 million. 8 million people voted for Biden or vote for Trump. Then you get down to likely voters, not just voters. You get to likely voters. Numbers even get worse. My point. They have two ways to beat him. Number one is lawfare, and that's crumbling as you speak, and you're going to see a more of a meltdown tonight. Of course, tomorrow, then he's going to blow out Super Tuesday, and they're going to have to say it's the greatest political comeback in the history of America, not modern political history, all history. Then we're going to go through a couple other days of, angst by them. And then Biden's going to have a disastrous State of the Union because he doesn't have charisma. There's no emotive power there. They're very nervous. How long can the speech go? Is it just going to be a recitation? And the fact of he's throwing Israel under the bus. Had Kamala Harris to do it yesterday at the Edmund Pettus Bridge, and she got like a standing O. So their party is riven. Remember, we are anxious to go to the polls. We want to go vote today. We're ready to roll. They're not ready at all. In fact, they're at war with each other, and they're war with each other for a good reason. Did I mention they stole the 2020 election? It's all coming unraveled. If Biden had legitimately beaten Trump, he would be the most revered figure in the history of the Democratic Party, at least since FDR, and maybe of all time. But they know he was selected. They know this. They were in on it. That's why they don't show him any respect. If you gave him the question right now, remember, over half of the people that voted for him don't think he should be running again because of age and incompetence. That's just extraordinary. Let's go back to turbulence for a second. You know, it's only going to get crazier here, and I can tell you why. Trump comes out, he's very staid, very boom, gets right to it, bang, 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 bang. They're over here, and it's irrational. They're crying. They're whining. Oh, the Supreme Court are insurrectionists. The Supreme Court's like the Confederacy. You know, this is the South shall rise again. We're the battle flags, right? That's all they're saying all afternoon. Totally irrational. They're only going to get more irrational. The closer they get to absolute total defeat, the meaner they're going to get, the nastier they're going to get. The more outside the rules of proper conduct are they going to get? Look at Keith Olbermann today. Don't take it from me. Look at, read his Twitter account. He wants, I think, to hang the Supreme Court justice. He wants Biden to, like, arrest the justices, delay the election. This is what passes for policy ideas on the left. It's only going to get worse. That means turbulence. Gold closed at an all-time high today, I believe. We're not here to give you specific financial advice, but we are here to put you in touch with people that can explain things to you. That's why we keep saying go to birchgold.com/Bannon. You get all the free information we put out there, and we're quite proud of the fact that we were on this situation at the end of the dollar empire before anybody. You know, we started 3 years ago. But talk to Birch Gold. Talk to Birch Gold about gold as a hedge, and here's what to do. Forbes has now come out with a piece. I have it on Getter. If the great staff here can get it to Denver. It's now, Forbes has come out with Fortune and CNBC the other day, and Bank of America has done an analysis. Bank of America has done an analysis that says, hey, hang on, I know the War Room guys are talking about it, but yeah, you know, we've done the math and you're right. Every 100 days, we're going to add $1 trillion, $1 trillion to the national debt, and we're going to have to finance that. And maybe this, they're just throwing it out there for conversation. Maybe this is not sustainable. Hello, you think? Remember, only because we're the prime reserve currency can we pull off the scam. Because everybody needs dollars. That's our greatest export. So the guys of the Fed, when they're not worried about getting together a central bank digital currency, they just continue to print money, monetize the debt. If they can't sell the bonds, hell, they'll buy the bonds. Of course, we caught them over the weekend. I didn't even realize this. They're buying state bonds. I'll get into that probably Wednesday. They're bailing out Newsom in these states that can't sell their own bonds. They're buying them. And guess what? I don't think they'll be buying them at market interest. Now's the time you need to find out. You need to understand what the scam is. And you need to understand how to hedge yourself. I don't know. Since we've been, Birch Gold's up 40% or something. I don't know, 45%. That's just because of the macro. The converging forces in all this. Turbulence. You don't think that the chaos and anarchy of the Biden regime is going to continue? Well, I think you might be wrong. We'll get into that next in the War Room.
Who can you trust? Government leaders repeatedly fail us. Self-appointed experts have led us astray. Distrust in so-called authorities is spreading like a bad cold. We can't quite shake it, but you are not as powerless as they'd like you to believe. When there's no one to depend on, it's time to rely and depend on yourself. Not sure where to start? Well, try this. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. Grab a 4-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply for just $60 off. Think about that, $60 off right now. My Patriot Supply has helped millions of American families reach self-reliance. I want you to think about that. Reach self-reliance. These food kits offer meals, drinks, and snacks that provide over 2,000 calories every single day, sealed inside heavy-duty packaging that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and protect your future with as many kits as you need. These kits ship fast, free, and arrive in unmarked boxes. With My Patriot Supply, when you order by 3 p.m., your food kits will ship the same day. Save $60 per kit. That is $60 per kit at MyPatriotSupply.com. Take action. Use your agency. Action, action, action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Also remember, when we talk about your finances, 90% if you're lucky enough to own a home, 80 to 90% of your net worth is tied up in it. You can't, with the combination of cyber, because cyber is the rising crime in this country, and the tools of artificial intelligence, which are manifold, you can't make yourself susceptible to a cyber, one of these cyber criminals coming after your title and taking out a hard money second loan, second mortgage on your house of, let's say, $100,000. I don't know. At a 14% rate, how would that be? Would that be a hello to you? That might take you off the ramparts, and we need you on the ramparts. So go to HomeTitleLock.com today and just check it out. Immerse yourself in the information over there. They got plenty of people you can talk to. Go figure it out for yourself. You're free men and free women, an amazing service. Quite inexpensive given the headaches that this can entail. And hey, they see $6 trillion of net worth sitting there in homes, and they're going to come for it. HomeTitleLock.com. Mike Lindell, our friend and colleague Dave Clements has really made a masterpiece. He's going around the country. Talk to me about, in your efforts, the importance of this film in actually awakening people to the issue. Because with the polling I just talked about, you see, they have only two ways they're going to do this, and they're up front. Number one is lawfare, and that's trying to stop Trump and one of these made-up things, or to get Congress to not certify it by Democrats for the new Congress on January 6th. The other is to steal it.
Yep.
And it's not just to steal it the presidential election. It's to steal it also in House races so they have a House that then can deny it. Remember, they're making the point, hey, the Supreme Court's terrible, they should be thrown out, but they only said he could be on a ballot. They didn't say he could actually serve as president, and we're going to fight that tooth and nail. They're never going to go away. These people are awful, they're demonic, and they're going to be fought every step. Your thoughts, sir?
Well, you know, when I came out with the plan to secure our elections in August of last year, about 7 months ago, one of the things I was praying that I would have would be an explanation, a better, like a movie that would explain all of our election platforms and how compromised they are, from dirty voter rolls to, you know, the machines and drop by, all these different things. And to be able to, in my mind, I wanted to tie them all together where anybody could understand what we're up against. And then also something that would tie on November 3rd to January 6th. And basically tie it all together. And then my good friend David Clemens comes out with this movie. I'm going, wow, this is an answer to prayer because we needed this out there everywhere. One of the things, Steve, is when he showed me the movie, I'm going, thank you, God. This is one of the last pieces we need. When you watch this film, whoever watches it, you will come away with, what are we going to do? We have to do something. We're going to lose our country. And we say, hey, calm down. We have a plan. And we can look at the plan, LindellPlan.com. But one of the things, Steve, and David will tell you, is when we came out with this movie, and I believe it was December, it's been the most censored movie ever. He's been deplatformed, debanked. I mean, he'll tell you all that stuff. And they wanted to stop this from coming out, period, and to prevent anything from happening with this movie. Well, now we want to release it for free to the country. So, you know, David can tell you all that. But this movie, everybody, is so key for everybody to watch it for our plan to secure our elections.
Okay. A couple of things about this movie. I've had an opportunity to say, one, it's a masterpiece. Two, it is very controversial, very controversial. I'll let Dave tell you about that. It's been blocked everywhere. You think War Room's blocked? They're blocking Clements every chance they can get. And you got to figure out, why are they trying to block him? If they think they can refute this, they should let it play and they should refute it, but it's blocked. Now, as Mike knows, and Mike's got me there a little bit on the technology, but I'm not a machine guy. I'm a mail-in ballot, bad voter roll, no signature verification, old-fashioned type. But I do understand and appreciate the arguments that the machine guys are making. This movie's very controversial. But, Dave, why haven't your opponents in this, and that's both Republican establishment, as Mike Lindell calls them, the blockers, why haven't the Republican establishment and the Democrats and the left-wing media, why have they not challenged you about the details in the movie instead of just trying to block you so it's not shown anywhere, sir?
Well, because it's easier for them to just ignore it. And case in point, we've identified who the bad actors are. It starts with the Department of Homeland Security and this entity by the name of CIS that has no congressional oversight. They get all their policy guidance from the Atlantic Council. And we've been proven right. In fact, Mike Benz, who you've had on your program, also did a deep dive with Tucker Carlson. Everything that he talks about is corroborated by what we have found and put forth in this film. And so when you've got the entire election infrastructure created by DHS and entities that hate MAGA, you can understand why this is such a censored film. We put out audit reports over the past 3 years. Not one substantive point has been refuted. And we're always willing and ready to engage.
I want to make the point. The reason this movie's controversial is that this is a DHS and a CISA that was on President Trump's watch. I mean, he got to put the senior people in, as we talk about Project 2025. Of course, they had all the administrative and deep state. But this is people that were actually in the film makes the point that people in the administrative state at the time under a MAGA president, the leader of our movement, President Trump, did this. That's how out of control it is. I mean, that's one of the most shocking things of all, is it not, Dave Clements?
It is. And I think once you get the clarity of the infrastructure, you know, a lot of people like Representative Luna talked about the censorship regime between, you know, Twitter execs and the FBI going to this, you know, secret platform known as Jira. Well, they have to extend that to the rest of the election architecture. You know, when you look at the Atlantic Council, this is a globalist Marxist regime that basically provides policy guidance on all aspects, not just censorship of people that want to talk about elections, but they provide the policy guidance on the actual non-voting technology, quote unquote. And those are everything that doesn't have a ballot running through it. But it covers e-poll books, election management systems, you know, the networks that are out there, and this thing called Albert sensors, which allows the DHS to monitor election data real time. We've secured agreements in all 50 states, so we're not making this up. And it's clear to me that instead of engaging with us on the substantive merits of the film, they'd rather avoid it like the plague.
Here's the thing. This is my point about challenging you. The Atlantic Council, and people know, as we go over there all the time, they're also the biggest policy about Ukraine and in different situations throughout the world. This is the globalist. This is the center, with the Council on Foreign Relations and others. But since you call out certain of these institutions by name, have any of those institutions come to you and say, look, Clements, you're a wingnut, you wear a tinfoil hat, we will challenge you to a debate, or we will take those parts of the film that you say that we are bad elements in, and we will refute that? Has anybody in the film, institutionally or other, come back to you and said, you're wrong here, Dave, and I can prove you wrong? And if they did prove you wrong, would you change the film?
Oh, sure. We've had a standing invite for years now, Steve. And the fact of the matter is that we have our own nation state level experts that have examined the machines. And one of the big deals that we're having to work with and work through is that there's been an absolute weaponization of attorneys and experts that got to the bottom of machine flipping the votes in Michigan. So there's actually a trial set for next month against Matt DiPerno and Stephanie Lambert. My client, Jeff Lambert, is such a nation state vulnerability expert, and he has been pressured into turning state's witness against attorneys that were given legal authority by the townships and through court order to examine the machines after 7,000 votes were allocated to Biden through machine manipulation. And instead of, you know, getting to the bottom of this, they basically turned a weaponized government to target him. And so we're seeing different iterations of persecution where the investigators are being investigated. So there's no good faith effort to get to the bottom of this one way or the other, because
yes, exactly.
We're just seeking out the truth, and the truth has led us to this place.
This is why I say it's going to take our victory, and then we'll adjudicate it. And that's why they can't lose. They got to figure out some way to keep control, because they understand what we're going to do on day one is get to the bottom of it. I want to talk about Gideon 300 and then where people can experience this. This is best seen in a group in a theater on a big screen. First off, you've made a masterpiece. You're a fabulous filmmaker, and I say that as someone that aspires to be a great filmmaker. This thing is a masterpiece. You'll be mesmerized the entire time. Mike Lindell is absolutely correct. The brilliant use of animation in certain parts actually make the whole thing understandable, where you might think it's confusing with Lindell and Bannon and other people coming in and out of the last couple of years. This makes the whole thing understandable, and the animation adds to that. And in fact, there's a section of the film that's about 25 or 30 minutes long in the middle of the film that is almost like an industrial movie from the 1950s, but so brilliantly done and so mesmerizing. You will know everything that's going on if you follow that. Where can people see it? Where particularly can they see it or go to find out where they can see it in the theater with you? And then what is Gideon 300?
Okay, so what we're hoping is that people will upload the film and saturate their own channels, because we have so many vectors of attack to shut the film down. So right now, Gateway Pundit has uploaded the film in its entirety on Rumble. You can watch it there. We're hoping War Room will do the same. I've got my own channel on Rumble called The Professor's Record. You've got Conservative Daily that's got the full film. But if you want to get your own copy, go to frankspeech.com. You can watch the film for free through a live stream or get the MP4. Basically, what we're telling people is we want this to be the most pirated film in history. We don't care about who gets the views. We don't care about whether the movie makes any money. We just want it to reach an audience because of the level of censorship. So, you know, we're asking every major influencer out there, including the War Room Posse, to take the film, It's No Longer Mine, and upload it everywhere. And we just need to have a guerrilla marketing campaign to get around it. As far as the
we Gideon, will get Grace Mullen. Now, Gideon 300. What's Gideon 300?
So we are getting people to show up to watch this movie in theaters, and then we do trainings on how to take back our local meetings. You know, for far too long, whether it's COVID restrictions or, pornography in schools, the entire local meeting has been turned against us, where we have a couple minutes to talk. And this necessarily includes talking about elections. So we're trying to ensure that we can take back those meetings. So we want to fill every local commissioner's a meeting for the next 8 months during this critical lead up to the election. And fill these rooms to demand that the arbitrary time limits on our ability to talk about elections, to get it on the agenda, be taken back. And we're asking for a clear demand, which is the election clerks and supervisors, as well as the folks that certify the vote, they've got a choice to withhold certification, Steve. When you fully realize that these products are defective, that they facilitate fraud, they're duty-bound to not rubber stamp the results. And we're seeing some courageous people, as they did in Arizona, that have courageously said, we're not certifying this. That needs to be the start of thousands of counties joining us to make sure that we pour really a new foundation, something that's akin to what we used to do back in the 70s and 80s, where you cast a vote and you don't have to question whether or not your president is legitimate.
Dave, can you hang on 1 second? I'll hold you through the break with Mike, because I want to send people to the site where they can download, also get the schedule. Jim Rickards, we're going to try to get Jim on this Friday to help us sum up both tomorrow night, Super Tuesday, and Biden's, wandering over to the Capitol to give a State of the Union address, of which I will not personally be covering, I might add. Jim Rickards, trying to get him on Friday. Go to Paradigm Press. Rickards.warroom.org or .com. Go check it out right now.
The apples in your holiday pie taste amazing, but it's not exactly the recommended 5 servings of fruits and vegetables. The Mayo Clinic says if you want to help prevent heart disease, lower blood pressure, and your cholesterol, eat 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day, which, as you know, is almost impossible. That's why you need to check out Field of Greens. Every fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was medically selected by doctors to support your vital organs, like your heart, your lungs, your kidneys, and your immune system. Yo, folks, the holidays are here and you need to stay healthy. Plus, you'll notice your skin, hair, and nails will look healthier. Field of Greens is the simplest way to get those daily fruits and veggies, and it tastes amazing. Let me get you started with 15% off your first order. Visit fieldofgreens.com. Use promo code Bannon. That's promo code Bannon at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com. Make sure you take it today. Use your agency. Action, action, action. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code Bannon.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, Dave, where can people go? We're going to work and get it up on our Rumble and hopefully on our Getter too, one of our Rumble channels. Where can people go to get it, and where can they follow? Where can they get online and see where you're going to be? Because it's really great to see it in person with you.
Yeah, so the easiest thing right now, Gateway Pundit, Conservative Daily, and The Professor's Record all have channels on Rumble. You can find a copy of it and watch it right now for free. But if you want to upload your own link, go to frankspeech.com. You can find an MP4 and upload it anywhere that you like. And there's also a free stream now. So it used to be something that we charge for. The digital stream now is absolutely free at frankspeech.com. Those are the places I'd start. But we want to extend it. We look forward to promoting its distribution on places like War Room and as many influencers. We want people to know that we want complete and absolute we want this to be the most bootleg film, pirated film in history.
Dave, thanks so much. Everybody, Force Multipliers, get ready. We're going to get a copy, and we're going to shove it out to everybody. Dave Clements, it's a masterpiece. Thanks for doing it, brother.
Thank you, Steve.
This thing will make your head blow up, and it'll be a call to action for you. Mike Lindell, how are we doing? Everybody came up to me in Texas. I was down in Texas. John O'Shea is going to come up in a second. Saw him again. So many great folks down there have been supporting National Pulse. Mike Davis, War Room, the posse members are down there, about 1,000 at this event. Absolutely incredible. And people are coming up and thanking me for you giving the War and Posse special deals, sir.
Well, thanks. And Steve, I've been seeing your speech all over the internet and all over social media. It was awesome, by the way. And here we have a special we've never done before. It's called an open box special that we have in our outlet store in Minnesota. You get to get it exclusive for the War Room. And these are the slippers. Remember, they're $139 that were originally $19.99. First ever open box special. You guys, while they're last, they're going fast. When they're gone, obviously they're gone. They're not going to last out the week. That's why we put it. We owe the War Room so much for you guys. Have done so much for MyPillow. Call the number 800-873-1062. But there is to go to the website. You get all these specials, the open box special, the robes, the percale bed sheets, all of these things that are overstocked, but we've combined it with that open box special on these slippers, and you guys have responded. You get the best price in history. We've never done this before. My operators, you guys have filled up all the operators. Their jobs feel secure now. 800-873-1062. Tell them you want to get that you're from the War Room Posse and you're supporting their jobs, and they love to hear from you, everybody. And I can't thank you enough, everybody at the War Room Posse. And this is how we thank you. We've never done before.
Let's blow this thing out. 800-873-1062. Remember, whether it's my store, my pillow, or go to the 800 number, it's always promo code War Room. That's where you get the special deals. Mike, thank you so much. You're flying around the country. We'll get up to date tomorrow on your travels and your execution of the plan, sir. So thank you so much.
I'll be in Illinois tomorrow, everybody. We'll be on the show from Illinois and executing the plan.
We got to take Illinois. Come on, man. Outside of Chicago's melting down. Brother John O'Shea, you've been a great supporter behind the scenes of American Principles Project, of the War Room, of National Pulse, of so many. You're known as a great guy. Why in the hell are you now decided to run for Congress, sir?
Well, honestly, I have to go meet my maker with a clear conscience. And right now, the way that this ruling class of oligarchs have tried to ruin this country, I couldn't do that in good conscience. This is not the country I intend to leave behind to my kids and my grandkids.
John, talk about the district. Talk about this race. Tomorrow is really Paxton and MAGA and the Trump movement versus the Bush establishment, the Karl Rove and this guy. And it's vicious, man. It's as nasty and mean as this impeachment was. Talk to us about it.
Yeah, no, there's a real civil war going on in the party here in the state of Texas. And in fact, my main opponent, there are a couple of other people in the race, but it's really a two-horse race. I'm endorsed by Ken Paxton. I'm endorsed by Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, by our land commissioner, Sid Miller. My opponent actually was tapped by Congresswoman Kissinger because, as she put it, I was too conservative. And in fact, not only did he have a fundraiser thrown for him by Karl Rove, but he's now got Ken Griffin and Kevin McCarthy attacking me using their new pack out of Las Vegas. So it's been eye-opening to say the least, but at the end of the day, it's going to be the voters who decide this. And as we all know here in the posse, there are more of us than there are of them.
John, if nobody gets the 50%, there's a runoff among the top two?
Correct. Yeah, in Texas, it's 50 plus one. But I'll tell you right now, I mean, as much money as they're spending both attacking me and running commercials nonstop, and interestingly enough, even though my opponent was a Ken Paxton impeachment voter, he is showing advertisements where he's got Donald Trump in there as if President Trump would ever endorse him. But as much as he's done that, I have yet to meet a single volunteer for him, whereas we've got bridge brigades, we've got people door knocking, block walking, calling, texting, we've got electioneers. I mean, the enthusiasm and the passion is clearly in one direction. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're going to see if the grassroots can prevail over the establishment or if it really is just about money.
John, where do people go to find out more about the campaign, social media, all of it? Because tomorrow's game day. If they want to volunteer, if they want to get out to vote, where do they go?
Yeah, if they could follow me at osheafortexas.org. That is O-S-H-E-A, the number four, texas.org. And I feel pretty good about tomorrow.
Sir, run through the tape. Warren Posse's got your back. Great to see you yesterday. And thank you for the support. You've given support to so many great organizations. You've got a lot of fans and a lot of people pulling for you. So we look forward to see what happens tomorrow.
Well, thank you. I aim to serve, not to seek office. So my pleasure.
Thank you, brother. One of the servant leaders. John O'Shea's right. I mean, we were down there, saw the good folks in Texas. It is a civil war in the Republican Party. It came to fruition, came to kind of a head in the impeachment, which was outrageous. Remember, General Paxton's the guy that stood up for so many people, has fought the Biden regime, whether it's on the border, gone after big tech, gone after big pharma. It's been extraordinary. The people around him, the quality of candidates we saw on the kind of Paxton side of the football are just incredible. I mean, the depth of talent and the intensity of folks down there was just incredible. Sunday afternoon, I want to thank the team at Patriot Mobile, Glenn Story and the team. Just incredible. It was about 1,000 people and just an amazing event with amazing people. And the candidates, Mitch Little, John O'Shea, the folks we saw, the appellate court justices, MAGA is rising. MAGA is ascended. Why is that? It's because of you, because of this audience. No doubt about it. Make sure you check out Rickards at the Strategic Intelligence, Geopolitics, Capital Markets, all of it. You love it here in the War Room. You'll like it in print. Short commercial break. We're back for the second hour. Get some Warpath coffee and let's let it roll next in the War Room.
True or false? Using your tax refund to pay off credit card debt is a smart thing. Actually, that's false. DoneWithDebt.com published a brilliant strategy designed to let you keep your hard-earned tax refund and reduce or eliminate credit card debt. Most Americans owe thousands in credit card debt. In fact, Daily Mail's got a story that 56 million Americans carry credit card debt, and that debt will take years to pay off, if you pay it off at all. Done with Debt found that filing bankruptcy is usually not the answer, and taking out loans to pay off credit cards usually increases the debt. When you engage Done with Debt, their legal experts and skilled negotiators take on the credit card companies for you. Their winning strategies are designed with one goal: solve your debt situation quickly and permanently. First things first, chat with a Done with Debt strategist and explore your solutions. Some debt fighting strategies are time sensitive, so you'll need to move quickly. For a free consultation, visit donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Do it today. Take action.
.com, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Use the code WARROOM at checkout to save 67% of your first shipment. That's code WARROOM at checkout to save 67%. And do it again. WARROOM Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.